So let's review. The Gemara relates an incident with Rabbi Yochanan on Chol HaMoed. Shaklinu letufrei b'shinei v'zarkinu. He bit off his nails and discarded them in the Beis Medrash. The Gemara infers from here three halachas. One, muter litel tziparnayim b'chol HaMoed. It's permitted to cut one's nails on Chol HaMoed if one does not use scissors. Two, ein bohem mishum mius. Biting one's nails is not forbidden as a repulsive act. 3. Mutter lezarkon. It's permitted to throw away nails in a Beis HaMedrash because isha be'medrash alay shchicha. Women do not frequent the Beis HaMedrash, so there's no concern that a pregnant woman will pass over them and miscarry. Furthermore, we're not concerned that the nails might end up outside the Beis HaMedrash because kivan d'ishtani ishtani. Once they change location, they're no longer dangerous. The Gemara rules, safha ma'keves mizavis lezavis. It's permitted to trim one's entire mustache if it interferes with his eating. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel continues. Ve'elu mechabsin b'moyed. The following individuals are permitted to launder their clothing on Chol HaMoed. Habamim medinas hayom ubeis ha'shivya v'hayoytim ubeis ha'asurin. One who came from overseas or was released from captivity or from prison. U'menudu she'tiru le'chachamim v'chein mi she'nisha le'chacham v'hutar. And one was recently released from his chayrim or nullified a vow not to launder his clothing. The Mishnah continues. Mitpachais ha-yodayim, mitpachais ha-saparam, mitpachais ha-svog, hand towels, barbered cloths, and bath towels may also be washed on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah continues. Ha-zoven v'ha-zoveis v'ha-nidois v'ha-yordois v'chol ha-oilin mitum l'tar arei ilu mutarin. Anyone who becomes pure on Chol HaMoed is permitted to wash their clothing. U'sha'ar kol ha-odom asurin, but everyone else is forbidden. The Gemara explains. Masnisin afagafte islei treyum v'tanfi. The Mishnah refers to someone who has two garments and he could wash one while wearing the other. Therefore, the above-mentioned people who could not do it before Yom Tov may launder their clothes on Chol HaMoed, but others may not. However, mi she'ein lo ela choluk echad mutar lechabsoi b'chol HaMoed. Anyone who owns one garment is permitted to wash it on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara adds, klei pishton mutar lechabsoi b'chol HaMoed. It's permitted to wash linen clothing on Chol HaMoed since they clean easily. Zok the Mishnah. Ve'elu kaisin b'mayid. It's permitted to write the following documents on Chol HaMoed because they're all considered a davar ha'aved. Kedushei nashim v'gitin. Marriage and divorce documents. V'shoivrin daitiki matano prusbulin igrois shum v'igrois mazoin. Various time-sensitive financial documents such as receipts, gifts, evaluations, and commitments for financial support. Shtari chalitza umiyunin. Documents testifying that someone performed chalitza with his sister-in-law or that a minor annulled a marriage midrabbanan, thereby allowing these women to remarry. Ushtari birurin, documents regarding the division of an estate. And gzeris bezdin v'igre shel rishus, records of decrees of bezdin or of the government. The Gemara cites two explanations whether the Mishnah refers to shtari kedushin mamish, a shtar performing a kedushin, or shtari psikta, a shtar recording the financial commitments of the two parties. Regarding marriage on Chol HaMoed, the Gemara rules, Mutar la'aris isha b'chol HaMoed, shema yikadmenu acher. It's permitted to perform kedushin, the initial stage of marriage, so that no one else can marry her first. However, ein noisin nashim b'moed mipnei shesimcha hiloy. It's forbidden to perform the second stage of marriage, which allows them to actually live together, because one may not combine any other joyous event with a Yom Tov celebration. The Gemara points out that although b'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskol yoytzis v'oymeres bas ploini l'ploini, every day a heavenly voice proclaims who one is destined to marry, nevertheless one can be concerned shema yikadmenu acher b'rachamim. Someone else might daven that their marriage should not take place, such as if one of them dies. The Gemara tangentially discusses rumors. Ein adam nechshed b'dover ela imkein aso. One is only suspected of something if he's indeed somewhat guilty. At the very least, he must have considered it, or enjoyed seeing others do it. The Gemara qualifies the statement, "Bekala delay pasik yoimo palga v'leslay oivim." This is only regarding a rumor that persists for a day and a half, and the person does not have any known enemies.